Kiseitze la melchama aloyvecha. The Svarim explain avada kipshute. It's talking about a melchama, but the Svarim talk about it. It's talking about the melchama of a person, a neshama, comes down to this world for a melchama. The melchama sayetzer. The Mesilas Yesharim talks about in Dag Dama that there's a melchama going on, and a person has to know that he's going on the melchama al oyevecha. Oyevecha is your oyev. You know, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ezeu gibar hakoyvish es yitzroi. It's not a kunst to be koyvish someone else's yetzer. Yen is yetzer is not a kunst. Everyone has his nesoy and his nakuda. You have to go tackle a melchama al oyevecha, the one that's your oyev. The Rambam writes, Kipshuti legabi melchama, but you could apply it avada legabi this melchama se yetzer also. That a person that's yetzer le melchama, Rambam Hilchas Melachim Perek Zayin, yosim nafshoi bekapoi, velo yira, velo yifachet, velo yachshoi, loy beishtoi, velo bebonov, el yimachas achroinim eliboi, ve yifne mikol dover la melchama. When a person is be melchama, melchamta shel toira, yivomis, or whatever mesecht it is, you find a liboy mikol dover. You don't see anything. You don't see ishtoy like bonav like mishpachtoy. Yifna liboy rak la melchama. That's the tzura how a person has to fight the melchama. But it's interesting also. We see here the parasha talks about the ifas toyer. A person thinks when he has a melchama, there was the front lines and he was fighting and he thought that's where the front lines was. And all of a sudden another nesayin comes. And it's the same thing with the melchamas hayetzer. You have to know peseder when you think it's over. So then maybe punk or something is starting. Another nesayin. Another darga to be koyvish. The Chido writes, Kiseitze la melchama alo yevecha, the soife tevis are oihalecha. Because he says the way to really fight the melchama is with the limud ha-toira of the yoishve oihalim. And the emes says, say if you want to be mefaris that we're talking about the melchama, a literal melchama, a war. Or if you're talking about melchamas hayetzer. Either way, the nakuda of the nitzachayim is taka the oihalecha. The koyach ha-toira. I said a sprach. Say whether your melchama is about your iPhone or whether it's about Iran. Either way, either chelik of the melchama. The emes is soif tevois is oyhalecha. That's the real way to win. Another nakuda about the tachsisei melchama is kiseitze. You have to go out. A person has to go out of himself, out of his selfishness, out of his anoichius, out of his comfort zone. Not to be so much into himself, to be teitze. You go out of your egene ritzoinus. That's the emes, the whole idea of ani ledoidi v'doidi li, that you want to shtel tzutaka to the ratzon habayri. You have to be teitze la melchama. Now I saw another pshat. Interesting, it says kiseiti la melchama leivecha v'shavisa shivyoi. You take captives. What's the pshat? You take captives. So the emes is one pshat is. I think that flaw, as they say, in Melchemes Hayetzer, if a person does tshuva, may ahava, so his zedoinus becomes chuyis, so he takes shevi. He ends up taking back the averis turn into mitzvahs. But the Chasam Sofer says a different akud. He says, what does it mean v'shavisa shivyoy? When you fight the Yetzer and you finally take him captive, you have to learn something from him. The Yetzer Hora, in his fight against us, didn't right away come with a big zach. K'midubar, that Chazal always see, that he tells us, Hayoyim aseikach, mochar aseikach. Every time, a little bit, piece by piece, little by little, he tries to get you to fall. The tachsisei melchama from the Yetzer, we have to learn the same thing. The Bali Musar will talk about this, but really, I'm sorry for saying it as pshat over here. We have to learn from the Yetzer that same thing, that an hour avoid against him, it goes with small bits. Sometimes even a small Kabbalah, a Kabbalah Katana, they talk about the Bali Musar. Lav davka grois ezach, but a small thing that's chazilit starufe eventually to other things. You know, we know the famous Chazal that Rabbi Kiva saw the Mayim going into the Evan. He saw that anything can break the Evan. Oh, but I heard a Meredik at the hair about this. He saw the Tipa. It was drop after drop. L'chayr Rabbi Emes, it took hundreds of years. The little by little that the water was choder, was pressured into the Evan. If you looked at it, that first drop did nothing. A drop of water fell on the stone. Did nothing. It's Kenedzayim. Because if it did nothing, so then the second drop is the first drop. And the first drop can be good. It does nothing. Nothing. So then the third drop is the first drop. And the first drop does nothing. So it's Pasha the Sheker. It's not true. The first drop did something. You can't measure it. You can't see it. It doesn't have a Medida. But it's Mukhrach. It's Mukhrach that it did something. It's mochach that it did something, because if it didn't do something, then the 10th and the 100th and the 50,000th drop, is vital to the first. So that's how it works with the Kabbalah Katana, that can say there, every tipa is moisif. There's a lot of different ways to be masver exactly the system, how a Kabbalah Katana works. I heard once a mashal, they used to say, in the Vardik, but there's different ways to be masver what Kabbalah Katana is. I mean, one bitu I heard once, you make a Kabbalah, you're going to say, as Yashir Bekavona, your Shtabach is also going to look different. You didn't make that Kabbalah. But trust me, that's how it works. But Derech Moshe, I heard a person wants to buy a ticket on a train. He has to get from Pinsk to Ichves, to Minsk, Ichves, wherever he has to go. He has a certain amount of money. He can buy a first class ticket, which is very expensive, but then they're going to kick him off the train in Cheshvin. I mean, in Belarus, whatever, in the middle of the road. Because you paid for an expensive ticket, you only got that far. If you bought a third class ticket, it's not cheaper. The Kabbalah Katana is something that you can make. But the Kabbalah Katana, your people are making the Kabbalah Katana, you have to make it before Elul. Or the beginning of Elul, people push it off. Elul, Rosh Hashanah, to Yom Kippur, they push it off to Nila. Nila, you're already thinking about the kartoffel that you're going to eat. There's no time. You have to know when to make taka this Kabbalah Katana. There's a pasuk in Chagai. The nevuah of Chagai, Be'emes, is coming to tell about the Binyan Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. It's in the end of Treyosar, Chagai. The erst the pasuk in Chagai, Perek Aleph, pasuk Aleph. And this is interesting because it's a date. It mentions a tarich, a date. If a date is mentioned in the Torah, mentioned in the Novi, it has a gevissa chashivas. Ba'choydesh hashishi, biyoyim echad lachoydesh, ha'yedvar Hashem el Chagai. On the first day of the sixth month, Rosh Chodesh Elul. Elul is the sixth month. So starting from Nisan. And the Navu of Chagai is to build the Beis HaMikdash. The emes is to build the Beis HaMikdash. Every person has to build the Beis HaMikdash. Rosh Hashanah is Gematria Beis HaMikdash, 861. Talk about that Bazunda. Aber Chagai and Rosh Chodesh Elul is saying, Alu Hahar, get up on the mountain, start working. Rosh Chodesh Elul is the time that Chagai is giving this Navu that we have to start working on it. Now we all know the various Rosh HaTevis of Elul. An interesting one that's less known is in the Megale Amukos. The Megale Amukos, Rav Nosson Nota Shapiro, but this is, he was a Mekubal, this is from hundreds of years ago, he's an early Achron. Megale Amukos, from the 1600s, I think. The Megale Amukos, he says, Elul is Rosh HaTevis, Oroin Luchos V'Shivrei Luchos. What's the Taich? Elul is Oroin Luchos V'Shivrei Luchos. The Pshat is, a person has to know that if something broke, if he's broken, or he broke something, or he's broke, or the time for Elul is taka for the tikkun, you know, because it says in the pasuk over there, Va'ashabrein le'einechem, Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos in front of us. It looked to us like he broke them, but the emes is there's a hecher darga, there's a darga where a person can fix that. And Elul is aron luchos v'shivrei luchos, mekendas uftan. Another very interesting thing, the Megala Amukos writes, he explains that the different months of the year, we know that they're connected to Shvatim, but he talks about a different issue. It's even early. We know the Torah brings down that every Chodesh is connected to a different Shevet. Chodesh Elul, according to most, as many Shitas, how to work it out, but it's God. Melchama. God Gedud Yegudenu V'hu Yagud Akev. Elul is the Melchama of God. God's stone, every Shevet had an Evan on the Choshen. God's Evan, according, again, it's Machlekes, how to work out the stones, but God's Evan, Kipshute, was Shevoi. Shevoi V'achlam Shevoi. Shevoi, Lashon Shuva. So God is Melchama, but it's also Tshuva. But Akaparam, the Megala Mukas, even before the Shvatim, he says that the Chadashim was set up that Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan was for Yaakov, and that's why we have Pesach and Shavuos and the different Pesach Sheni, and Tammuz of an Elul is given to Esav. Now Tammuz has Shavuos, but Tammuz and Av has Tisha B'Av, Dvarim of Peronis. What's with Elul? Elul, it's also Medubar, this Dvarim talk about is connected, the different letters. Elul is a tug of war between Yaakov and Esav. The Emes is Yaakov was given Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan, and Esav was given Tammuz, Av, and Elul. And in Tammuz and Av, he's still Beshiltoim. In Elul, it's Nishta Zaypasha. Maybe it's August, maybe people are in the bungalow, Machlish Vesnish, but Elul is already the tug of war between Yaakov and Esav. They're fighting about that Yud. And the emes is, Yaakov, originally his name is Akev. He comes from Miloshen, the Yod Yechezes, Ba'akev Esav. He's holding on to the Akev. He's fighting about that Yud. And Esav, his real name was Osui. He was completely finished. But they were fighting, and Yaakov takes the Yud, the Ois Yud, which Chodesh Elul is the Ois Yud, the Pintel Yud, In the Melchama of Elul, we take the Pintel Yud and we take the Yud from Esav and we give it to Yaakov. That's how he explains the Megala Mukis, the one of the Nakud in Elul Taka, the Bnei Sascha writes, we know there are 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, 40 days. It's like a mikveh that has Arboyim Sa'ah. And the same way a mikveh has Arboyim Sa'ah, but there's 24 lug in a Sa'ah. So there's 960 lug in a mikveh. There's also 960 hours in this Chodesh Elul together with Yom Kippur. He writes that Tishrei itself is gematria 960. Tishrei is actually gematria 910, but the Nakudis of Tishrei, the Chirik and the Shva and the Tzeri, each Nakud is like a Yud also. So Tishrei with the Nakudis is 960. That's the 960 hours of the 40 days. Similarly, the 960 Lugim of the 40 Sa. But we know Hilchis Mikvois, in Hilchis Mikvois, a mikvah shechoser lug achas is a pasul of mikvah. The mikvah can't pile. The mikvah to be b'shleimus. Similarly, maybe Ches Elul is not the time to talk about this, but Elul also, the Arboyim Yoim, have to be b'shleimus in order for it to taka work. Oh, so you have here the parasha of the Yefas Toyar. Lo Dibra Toyra, Elo Keneged Yetzahara. We've said over the vart from the Sar Sholoi Mibelz on this memra, Loi Dibra Torah Ela Keneged Yetzirah, he says, we know the Gemara says in Menachis, Daf Mem Dalid, famous story about a person that wanted to do an Avera, and he was on the way to do the Avera, he was in the process of doing the Avera, and then he took off his tzitzis, and his tzitzis gave him a patch. And the tzitzis gave him a patch, and that's what reminded him that he chaptzich what he was doing. Then he was Zoycha Beheter, the Gemara's Mamshech, oh, but it was the tzitzis that chapt emois. Tzitzis protects us from chet. So, but the Sar Sholoi Mibelz says that this is, you know, as we know on our tzitzis, you have 8 strings at each corner, and there are 4 knafos. So there's, that's some 32 strings on your tzitzis. Leiv. You have to do tzitzis with the ganza leiv. Lamed beis chuta. But he says like this, he says, we know, al pi Allah and ilchas tzitzis, if some of the strings get cut off, you have to know there's gedorim about which strings, how many strings, depends how you put the tzitzis together, simen yud beis, and shulchan aruch. But you can sometimes have 31 or even less strings, and it's still Yaitim Midrash, as long as Mitchila there was 32. You can't start with less than 32, but the Shiari Tzitzis could be less. And B'diavad, you could wear Arba Knafis as such. But he said, you should know, the Segula that Tzitzis is protecting you from Chait, the Segula that Tzitzis is protecting you from Chait is not going to work if it's not 32 strings. So he says, the Remez is, he says, B'derach Drash. Loi Dibra Torah. 31. Loi is 31. Loi. Laman Aleph, 31. 31, Dibra Torah, Midaraisa Yaitza, 31 is also Yaitza. Aber Ella is 32. Ella, Aleph, Laman Aleph, 32. Keneged Yaitzahara. You want the tzitzis to work, Keneged Yaitzahara, then you have to make sure you do it with the Gansa Lev, with the Gansa Lamed Beis Chutim. Then it can work against the Yaitzahara. Now, it's a fascinating thing. A person goes to Mulcham and he sees the Yafas Torah and he's not Oymed Bin Asayim, so we give it in the Heter. The Chiddush Yerim says, he says, what's the Pshat? The Torah was Matir, the Yafas Toyer. He says, that's the way the Yetzirah works. The Yetzirah wants us to be Ivory Surim. If the Torah would have Asr the Yafas Toyer, then the Yetzirah, the Zelu Mazeh, the Yetzirah for it would be so Geferlich, and a person wouldn't be able to be Oymed Bin Asai. Dafka, because the Torah said, okay, so it's not Asr. Seder, that automatically the reaction works. So then he doesn't need it. The Dafka just does Eifel. And Kenzan, he won't take it. He won't take the Yafas Torah. Dafka, loy dibra Torah, ela keneged Yetzirah. The Torah knew that the Yetzirah is going to be much starker if it answers it. So that Yorud Torah, the Chokmas Torah to prevent that. But on the other hand, you have to know, there's a famous story with Rabbi Chatzkel Abramsky, where he met a group of, actually university students, he was talking to them, but he wanted to explain them a concept. They had this attitude that we understand from the Yafas Torah, that vice versa, that, you know, the Torah is open-minded, liberal, okay, sometimes things, you know, you have to let things go with the flow. So he says, no. Punkti didn't understand. That's mamish, the exact opposite of the maskoni you're supposed to come to by a fast tire. Why? Because it's a tire. In this one place, by a fast tire, goes and tells you this marvel concept that, yeah, you're the tire of the Saitaita, that he's going to want it, and therefore we want to be matter for him. Oh, over here, the tire says, you have to know, shver sugi, you have to verstehe it. Da, punkt, over here is where there's such a concept. Not cut and paste. In Hebrew, we say hadbek hatek. Not that you're supposed to take this concept. Oh, you see, this is how it goes. Life, you have to be realistic of what's going on. The door, this. Punkt verkehrt. But if as Torah, when there was such a concept, the Torah went and made it as a yoitzim and a klal and as madgish, as azoi. Or b'derach klal not. Yemes says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes that the oimek of what's going on by Yefas Toyer is, he says, we know that in the chait of Adam HaRishon already, there came neshamos that came out from Adam HaRishon before he continued being mamshech with Chase and the whole world. And from those, from that came neshamos, sometimes neshamos that are megayer come from that. Now sometimes the tzura of the ger is that the ger comes and he wants to be mekabel the Toyer. Sometimes it's through Yefas Toyer that it's b'shevi. That neshama who's in that Yefas Toyer, who's also a neshama that's really supposed to come and connect to Klal Yisrael. But the way the Chochmas Habayri was that it's a neshama b'shevi. And you see Yefas Toyer, you know, the Gemara Darshan's Yefas Toyer, but then there's a ribuy, Yochel Dafka, if it's no, afilu Mecha'eres. So let it not say Yefas Toyer, and then you don't need a ribuy for Mecha'eres. It's not going Yefas Toyer on the physical, it's going the Yefas Toyer, is you see something in that neshama. There's a reason, there's a cheshbin that this neshama has to be Megayer. The whole Arichas Aruch Chaim tells that you see something in this Yefas Toyer, you want to, there's a reason why that neshama is supposed to be connected. Now the Meshech Chochmah has an interesting diak. The Pasuk says, by the Yefas Toyer, Kiseisei la milchama aloi vecha, unisonoi Hashem alekecha biyadecha. Hashem, you win the war, and then there's the story of the Yefas Toyer. What is it madish that you win the war? So two pshatim, one from the Meshech Chochmah, one from the Netziv. The Meshech Chochma says, why is the Torah madgish? That you won the war? You won the war means that there were no POWs, no prisoners, no one went, you won totally, total win. Nasani, you totally took them over. Because if there's someone in captivity by them, from uns, by them, then avad, we have to do a prisoner swap. Then there's no Chiddush Ladina, then there's no Yefas Toyer. Then you can't do it, you can't finish the parashah Yefas Toyer. You have to offer her as a prisoner swap. Only if it's in the Meshech Chochma. It was Yartzai, was this week, was Dalad Duchsach, Dalad El, the Yartzai of the Hasamer. If there's Nesani Hashem al Kech Bidech, there's no need for a prisoner swap, so then there's Chal the Parashah Yefas Toyer. Then it says a different Akud. He says, we mentioned in the beginning of the Shir, the Rambam writes that by a Mulchama, a person has to be totally involved in the Tachsisei Mulchama, but Chalal not involved in family matters and everything. So that's Kufu what the Pasuk is saying. Even Yefas Toyer, which we're allowing you, Beheter, whatever the Sugi is, oh, but it's only after Nesani Hashem al Kech Bidech, while there's the war. Then it's not negay. You have behemshich the parsha. You have the ben soyer umoyre. V'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiro that we killed the ben soyer umoyre. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, daf pei tes taner rabbanon, arba tzrichim hachrozah. There are four times, four parshias, four dinim that when they're killing someone, that you have to not stam do it in bezdin. You have to make a hachrozah, and everyone's supposed to come by a mesis lavoy nazara, by a ben soyer umoyre. By a Zokin Mamre and by Edim Zoymimin. And by all of them it says, V'chol Ha'om, V'chol Yisrael, Yishmu V'yiro. And the Gemara then speaks out, except for by Edim Zoymimin. By Edim Zoymimin, it was last week's parasha, but by Edim Zoymimin, the Gemara's Mavchin, over there it says different. It says, V'hanish Orim, Yishmu V'yiro. So she tells the Gemara, why? Why by all the other ones, Mesis, Ben Soirer, Zokin Mamre, it says, V'chol Yisrael, Yishmu V'yiro. By Edim Zoymimin, it only says, V'hanish Orim. So the Gemara says, because not everyone is kosher le'edus. And this hachroz is a musar shmuz that, you know, make sure not to fall into this chait. Avada devavon ben soyer umoyre is very unique. It's only a specific age, a specific situation. Yeah. Aber the musar shmuz of ben soyer is negay for everyone. Not to be zoyel of the soyve. That, lav dafka mamashid lehoyel v'nivra, the ben gemara says a ben soyer. So we're not talking about but the musar shmuz about ben soyer is applicable. But legabi edus, not to say edus b'sheker, only someone that's kosher le'edus does it apply. So therefore it says vanish arim. So I once heard a ha'ara. There's a chakira, you have to halkov. There's a chakira from Rabbi Kiva Eger. We know there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin that a person could say, Nemon olai korav apostle. Chach by dini moment, there's a zakant. The person could say that even though you're not kosher le'edus, I'm a kabbalah on myself that you're edus. And there's a big shayla in Lomdus. What's the geder of Nemon olai korav apostle? You mamish become edus because the two Baal Yidvarim agree mutually that you, even though you're a korav or a ganev or a rosha, you're kosher le'edus. So it's taka edus? Or no, it's just the mechila azoy. That if he said so, whatever the moment it says, we'll fear it ice. Or does it have it in edus? Now, if Kamina Chlerz Rabbi Kiveger, let's say these edim who are not kasher le'edus anyways are found edim zaymimin. Do they get the punishment of kasher zaman? Is neman olikar v'pasol chalois din edus? And now it's edus and it has gidrei kasher zaman? Or no? Suffolk and Rabbi Kiveger. So lachara, someone tying the chara, you have a stark raya. The Gemara says vanishorim yishmu viro. By Eidim Zayman, it only says nishorim, not everyone, because not everyone is roi for edus. What do you mean everyone is roi for edus? In a situation of neman olai, anyone could be an aid, and it could be an Eidim Zayman. If Rabbi Kveg is right on that side, that it's Eidim Zayman, is the Gemara that it's not Eidim Zayman. So Teretz is no a musar deher. Lo oilam ken zayin. When someone comes to you and says neman olai, you become a real aid. You're an aid now, and if you're found zayimim, it's the parsha of kasha zaman. But when they're doing a hachraza in the bezdin and they're giving a musar shmuz, listen. This is, look what's happening to an aidim zayimim. If you're someone that's not kasha le'edus right now because no one told you neman olai, the musar shmuz is not talking to you right now. If the musar shmuz is not talking to you now, it's not going to talk to you afterwards. Also, it has to have an effect on you. The shmuz has to have an effect on you. B'shas ma'isa. If b'shas ma'isa, you're not kasha le'edus. Lav kuli al nechazi l'sadusa. We still see the famous story. There was, they say over, so I don't know the details of it, but there was two Bachram in Volozhin. One was a very big Bucky in Taisvis in Shas, and he always knew where a Taisvis was. And one day, they heard him once, and there was a Vikuach, and he was off by Tublat. And he got such a Chalish Sadas, they were in the middle of eating, and they were hounding by the Suda about where a Taisvis is, and he said a certain Taisvis, and they went and checked, he was off. He went running back to the Beis Medrash. He was Makabal on himself. He's not going to move from the Beis Medrash for 7 years. He's Makabal, and people brought him food. The whole story, he became one of the Gedolim. So they say over, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said, he forgot benching. And it's wrong. I can tell you, but if he benched first, then the story wouldn't have happened. If he would have first benched and then ran to the Beis Medrash, benching would be a hefsek, yeah? Benching would be already a... sometimes when a service comes, you have to know how to plug it in right away. Now the Gemara says the Ben Soira Umayra, he's only 13 years old. He wasn't over something yet that Chayiv Mises Bezdin, but he did certain things that looks like he's headed and not in the right direction. So he's Nidin Al Shem Soifai, and all the Mefarshim ask, it's mamash the opposite of the concept that we darshan Ba'asher Hu Sham, and they talk about it. But I heard once a pshat, where do we see that the Ben Soira Umayra is not heading towards Teshuva? Because on Yomim Neiroim we say Uteshuva, Utefila, Utsadaka, Mavir and Esroya HaGzeira, and it says underneath Tshuva, Tefila, and Tzedaka. It says koil, tsoim, and mamon. Yeah, over this ben soyer, it says einenu shemeya bekoil, koil, aviv imoy. He's mechale mamon aviv, and he's oichel tartei marbasar. He's not betsoim. He's anti koil, tsoim, mamon. If you're totally against that whole system, it's not going to happen. But there's an interesting horror, Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin asks. Other Rachanim telling this also. The lashon of Chazal is soifoi melatzteim habriyos. The Hargon. In the end, he's going to be so vicious, he's going to be a robber, a pirate, a gangster, and he's going to steal people's money, and he's even going to kill them for their money. So therefore, we kill him already now, we give him skila. Why skila? Reitzeach is not dinoy b'skila. Reitzeach is sayif. A reitzeach, the Mises Bezdin of Reitzeach, is sayif. So what's the pshat? Soifoi l'lastem esabriyos u'lehargon, and therefore he gets skila. You should get saif. Rabbi Shmuel Leib Diskin says, he says, no, this guy's going to do all kinds of averis. He's going to be mechal Shabbos also. Some say, Hoguf, he's going to be melastim debris on Shabbos also, on Shabbos when you melastim debris. But that's not what it says. It says, soifim melastim as a bris of a horgon. So Rabbi Shmuel Leib says like this. This Ben Soir in the end, he's going to do chiv mises bezdin of all sorts. He's going to be mechal Shabbos. He's going to be chayv skila also. But we wouldn't kill him al shem soifai for that. We're killing him al shem soifi because he's a menace to society. We're worried he's going to be a gangster and kill people. We have to prevent that. So we have to prevent that. But what are we doing to prevent it? We're going to kill him. Once we're killing him and we're making a cheshbon al shem soifi, you have chilul Shabbos also. You have all kinds of averus. Okay, so there's one on the Yomer. Sreif is more chamer than skila. I don't know. Reb Shimon holds sreif a chamura. Sreif is only by baskoyin, but certain and it's not by various things. Mechilas Shabbos, it's mestaber will come to Chilas Shabbos. Rabbi Shua Leib says another teretz. He says a chiddush. You know, if someone is reitzeach, he's chayiv saif. What if a person kills 20 people? He's a mass murderer. Still, what is he chayiv? Saif, because he already was chayiv saif the first time. He's now a bar katala. But he says technically, a mass murderer would really be chayiv skila. He would be chayiv a worse punishment. Now it's not a gay because he's chayiv already saif and he's already bar chiv, and that's it. Aber ben Soir is al shem soifai. So you're cheshbening that he's going to be soifai melastem es abriyois v'horgan. He's going to kill a lot of people. A lot of people can be machin skila. So another nusach that he uses. Now there's a fascinating diak. Rashi brings, he gear toira le soif daitai. Soif mechal mamanov, if he's going to use up all of his father's money. Umevakesh limudai. What does he mean, mevakesh limudai? Which limud? He's going to be looking for the stuff that he's used to. Limudai is he's used to all these fancy foods and meat and wine and he's stealing. He's going to run out of his father's money. Umevakesh limudai. He's going to look for the things he's ruggled to. Limudai is what he's ruggled to. You know, there was a maisa once, it says that on Purim, a person is supposed to drink yoyser milimudai, more than you used to drink. But there was one, I forgot who said it, one of the guys, he said, drink more than you learned that winter's man. If you didn't learn that much, you don't have to drink that much. Yoyser milimudai. But limudai is what you're used to. So, soifai mechalim aminoviv, umivakish limudai, he's looking for the stuff he's used to, the any might say. So, oimid beprashas drachim, umalastim esabriyois, omra taira mutav, yomus zakai, val yomus chayit, fine. There's a diak nifla in the Yerushalmi, in Sanhedrin, in Perak ben Soirer, when it says this memra, it says it a drop different. And Ken Zayin, Shteito, a totally different vart. Sof HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Soifai, Shel Mechal Amamin Oviv, V'yoshev Lai B'Proshes Drochim, U'mefakeyach Es Abriyos, V'hoireg Es Anafoshes, he's already a gangster, he's killing people. And then it adds, V'Soifai, the worst, and L'Shakech Es Talmudai, he's going to forget his learning. Here it means learning. It's Torah. This guy learned Torah. He already went and he stood on the precious drachim and he's stealing from people and he's killing. Besides, he can still come back. Oh, but the worst is v'soifel l'shakech es talmudei. He's going to forget his learning. You're going to forget your learning, then you can't come back. Because if you're holding still by your learning, the mo'er sheba is machziro elamutov. So then, at comment that it's not the soifel. I don't think that's what Rashi meant when Rashi said mevakesh limudei, but it's interesting that the Yerushalmi saying come out the same story adds this connection. Soifel l'shakech es talmudei. Hashavas Aveda. Kepshuti Hashavas Aveda. You see someone lost something. But the Chafetz Chaim writes in Avas Chesed, if you see someone lost, someone that's an Oni, Bedas, Beseichel, and he's going the wrong way, he's heading in the wrong direction, his GPS is not working, that's also Hashavas Aveda. Helping someone out. Kiruv Rechoikim is Shpitz Hashavas Aveda. An interesting Chiddush Rabbi Chanan writes, it says, Choyle Umishamshin Pturim in Asuka, it's a whole sugi. Why? Rabbi Chana brings one side of Chayla's Pata from Sukkah because he's Isaac B'mitzvah. Hashavas Aveda. If you're sick, you have to be Meshiv Nefesh to make yourself well. So, Kipshute, that's also Hashavas Aveda. But Avada, literally, Hashavas Aveda is you found a Chayfit that belongs to someone else and you return it. There's a whole Sugi, you return it with Simonim. There's Yedua, the famous Kash of the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua is in Ksubis, Daf Yud Beis. They talk about it a lot. The Pnei Yeshua asks, why do you only return Aveda if the person gives a simon? Let's say he doesn't give a simon, but he's tiny that it's his. So he's a bari. And the Moitzei Aveda is a Shema. Bari v'Shema, bari Yadif. Why do you need an Ayumisarev to return the Aveda if the Doirish doesn't offer a simon? Anyways, it should be bari v'Shema. And the Pnei Yeshua has a whole arichas about Gidri Bari V'Shema. He says, over here it's connected Roiv, because it could be from Roiv of the world. They go into the Gedarim of Bari Garu, Hashem Atoiv. It's a detailed discussion. Matu Mishmei de Rab Chaim in Stencil, he says a vart. He says, Be'emes the Pnei Yeshua is gerecht. It's Bari V'Shema. Now there's a din of Ad Droish. Ad Droish. And Ad Droish Achicha. That's Lashon the Pasuk. That's a Gzer Sakosov that doch is a din to give a simon. It's not a Hafkot to the din of Bari V'Shema, but it's a din of Ad Droish. They say it's fascinating. The Gemara is before that it's Sur B'Meir Rabbanon doesn't have to give a simon. And there's a ganz a tumul in the Achrayim why Sur B'Meir Rabbanon is different. Like Reb Chaim, the Pshat is it's not different. By Sur B'Meir Rabbanon, for whatever reason, you have to know the sugya falls off the Ad Droish. At Kama that it falls off the Ad Droish, then it's Hodar Dina to the Pnei Yeshua. Then we're holding that. It's a whole new taich in the Gedder by Sur B'Meir Rabbanon. The Chazor is Aved is Tak Al Sti Ad Droish. Yeah, there's another sugya, there's a lot of tens of Essen and Lavin in Parshas Kisaitse. Loy Silbash, Loy Yi Kev Kli Gever Al Isha, Loy Silbash Isha, a Kli Gever. The Targum Yoinison says that Loy Silbash includes also that a woman shouldn't wear tzitzis and tefillin. That's also into Loy Silbash. They ask from Michal Bashol, the Gemara says in Erevin she wore tefillin. But that's also, part of Loy Silbash is also not to wear talis and tefillin. Another issue is the inyan of Shemois. It's interesting because there are some names that sometimes we give a girl a name and it's really based on a boy, or a boy based on a girl. You have to know the Gedarim. You have to know the Gedarim of that, when you're allowed to give a name. There are some names that are applicable to both. You have to know the Gedarim of that. That also goes into Leisilbash. Another din in Leisilbash, Rashi in Nozir, that's Nuntes, over there it's brought down the story, Yoel kills Sisera. But, you know, she tricks Sisera into coming into the tent, and then she kills him. She smashes his head with a yosed, with a peg. Why didn't she use a klizayin, some kind of a sword or a hammer, a klizayin, something, a weapon? So Rashi says in Nozir, no, she couldn't use a weapon. A woman can't use a weapon because it's leisilbash. Weapons are for men. Darkei shel ish b'milchama ve'en darkei shel isha. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Gilyan Ashas over there in Nozir, Daf Nuntes, is mitzayin that the Targum in Shoiftim in the Novi, in Shoiftim, by the story of Yoel, the Pasuk says actually, it says it in the next parak, in parak Hey, this Yoel kills Sisera in parak Dalet, but then there's the Shira's Devaira, right? You know, Shira's Devaira, maybe the girls know that more than the boys, but you have to know Shira's Devaira, parak Hey. In Shira's Devaira, it says, Yodoy le Yoseid Tishlachna, the Targum says, it was Tafsa Ovid that she did that she took a Yoseid, because she can't take a weapon, because a weapon is tachsisim melchama. Tachsisim melchama is not for women. Women are not supposed to be soldiers. There's only two countries in the whole world that has a draft, a mandatory draft for women. Many countries have women soldiers, but it's not a mandatory draft. They volunteer to join the army. There are countries that have a draft, but the draft is only for men. The only two countries that have a mandatory draft for women is North Korea and Israel. They have a mandatory draft for women. But it's not poshet. You have to know it's a shaila from Leisilbash to wear a woman to carry a gun. Azai is mashma. Another sugi v'asisa maike legagecha. Now the Sfarim say that Avada Michael Agagecha is a person's head, his lathe, his moyach. You have to put a mica. You have to make sure that things that shouldn't go into your head, that shouldn't be, you shouldn't look at, shouldn't receive. Don't narzich up. Mica is Rosh Tevis. Here in scrambled. Here hure Avera Kosha me Avera. So Avada, a person should put a Michael Agagecha. Put a, what do you call it? On the phone, you put a, what it's called. A filter, yeah. You put a maike legagecha. The Gemara in Kiddushin, in Daf Lamed Daled, in discussing the Gedarim of Mitzvahs Esei She'azman Groma, and says that women are potter from Mitzvahs Esei She'azman Groma, and are chayiv in Mitzvahs Esei She'ein Azman Groma, the classic, one of the classic examples that the Gemara gives of a dugma of a Mitzvahs Esei that's not Zman Groma, in which Nashim are chayiv, is maike. It says sukkah, lulav, shofar, things like that, tefillin, tzitzis, azman groma. And then it gives a list of non-zman gromas. And one of the examples is Micah. Now the Achroinim ask, Rabbi Kiva Eger asked this kasha, the Shara Melech, the Maharit, many Gedolei Achroinim, they ask, what do you mean? A Micah, you can't build a Micah on Shabbos. You can't build a Micah on Shabbos. So the chayrit should be a zman groma. The mitzvah of Micah is only 6 days a week. And that's avada zman groma. Zman groma means one of a few things. Either a mitzvah that's only weekday, not Shabbos. Only Shabbos, not weekday. Only day, not night. Only night, not day. Or on a date, on a certain date, only a certain time of the year. Those are the five kinds of Zman Groma you have. You get it? Weekday, not Shabbos. Shabbos, not weekday. Day, not night. Night, not day. Or a date. Micah is only on weekday, not on Shabbos. Azoy fregin de gedolei achroinim. The Rabbi Kveger, the Shara Melech, they answer with a yesoy. They say no. Micah is noig on Shabbos also. Mitzad hilchis Micah. There's not a mani. It's not like Tfillin, Eini Noig B'Shabbos, or Tzitzis, no, Tfillin, Eini Noig B'Shabbos, something like that. Micah is Noig on Shabbos. Hilchis Shabbos says not to build the Micah. Micah says build me. Shabbos says don't build me. That's, in the Lashon of the Achroinim, Aryeh Derevi Aleh. There's a lot, like a lion that's protectively saying, don't build the Micah today. That's not called a Zman Groma. Zman Groma has to be that the Gidrei Mitzvah Gufa says, this mitzvah only applies day, night, Shabbos, weekday, v'chuleh. Micah, mitzad hilchis Micah, is not menua from Shabbos. The problem is, I saw the Avnei Nezer, L'Cherlin, is not like that. The Avnei Nezer, he says a chiddush, he says that even Noshem Achayiv in Melchemes Shiva Amimim, even though Noshem Apotah from war and they're Potah from Melchemes Amalek, but they're Chayiv in Melchemes Shiva Amimim, and he's Masbir the Chilik, he says, because Melchemes Amalek is not Noyeg on Shabbos, because to kill the Amaleki is a Malacha, and it's a Malacha Tzricha Legufa, because the Etzem Hariga is the Mitzvah, and then it's a problem, it's not Noyeg on Shabbos, and therefore it's a Zman Grom and Noshem Apotah. But Melchemes Shiva Amin, he has a whole pilpul, even though it's killing them, but it's Malacha She'en, it's Richa Lagufa, and it's Noeg even on Shabbos. If it's Noeg even on Shabbos, so it's not as Man Groma, so Noshem Achayiv. It's a pilpul, but you see that he understands that even when an Arya de Raviyale is preventing you from doing a mitzvah, it's called Zman Groma. But Fizeh, I heard once you could say a very big Kiddush, there's a famous Shagasari, a whole pilpul, there's a famous Shagasari that says that he's medayik, that Noshem Apotah from the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. And rabbis do bar on this. The Minchas Chinuch clears it. Sorry, the Gedolei Achronim clear. Why are women Potah from the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? And there's various hesberim as to why. But Lefizeh, you could say a chiddush, like the Avnezer. Sefer Torah is not Noeg on Shabbos. You don't write a Sefer Torah on Shabbos. You don't write a Sefer Torah on Shabbos. So it's a Zman Grom. Even though it's only a Ari the Revealing. It's a Zman Grom. But then what's with Micah? Then what's with Micah? Micah states in the Gemara that Micah is considered a Natsman Groma. So I have a chap. Micah could be Noeg on Shabbos. You could have a goy do it. Yad Poel ki Yad Balabais, and you could have a goy do it. Even though ain't Shlichus Lenochi, but else Yad Poel, you could have a goy do it. Sefer Torah, you can't have a goy do it. So Sefer Torah, Hadar Adina, we just said a Charifas. Sefer Torah, a new Torah for the Shagas Aryeh. Sefer Torah, Noshem HaPotter, because of Zman Groma. Yeah, you have the whole sugi of Gittin also. V'kosav lo sefer krisus. Now, a get, min ha-Torah, in the Torah it's not called get, but the Lashon of Chazal call it get, Mesech the Gittin, it's a get. There's a vart that the reason Tosis brings that get is Gematria 12, but that wouldn't be a reason dafka to call it get. You can call it 12 Alephs is also Gematria 12, or you can call it a Dach. Thank you for the Ha'ara. But why Dafka Get? Get is not the only one that's Gematria 12. There's a Vart that it never says Gimel and Tes next to each other in Tanakh, so therefore that shows you that Gimel and Tes means to separate. But even though there are actually three other letter confirmations that aren't found together, Gimel Kuf, Zayin Tzadi Sofi and Samach Tzadi Sofi. Yeah, but those aren't Gematria 12. So we haven't worked out. Now, get is also Gematria 12, and it's also the two letters that aren't found with each other. The truth is, though, Gimel Tes, Taisa says is Gematria 12. That's true, but we know when we spell it the Miluai, Gimel, Yud, Mem, Lamed, Tes, Yud, Tov, says the Chasam Sofer, is Gematria Garesh. So that's another reason why get is for the Lashon of Gerishin. I saw in the Paradis Yosef, you have Gantz Yevomis here, it's Shpeit, we're gonna, you have the whole sugya of, you have Gittin, you have Yevomis also in the end of the Parsha. The Paradis Yosef brings a Zohar, I didn't see it in the Zohar, but I saw in the Paradis Yosef, he brings a Zohar, says, Eishes Talmud Chocham doesn't need Yibum. If the Achameis is a Talmud Chocham, there's no need for Yibum. And he brings that the Hezber is because the Talmud Chacham told Eseyim Shel Tzadikim is already the Torah that he taught is already like the Toilados, and therefore it wasn't Ein Loi Bonim. It's a big you know, it says Kalam Alabed Ben Chaveri Torah Kilu Yoldai. So this Talmud Chacham that has Talmidim doesn't need Yibam. I don't think we pass like that, but it's a Ma'avad Kechidish. He tells two various other Makairis where you see that another dogma. I don't think he brings this, but another dogma. The Gemara says in Brachis that for a Zimon you need three people, but there's one man in the Yomar that says that Shnei Talmidei Chachomim HaMechad Demzeh LeZeh BaHalacha also is Zimon. Tosfos Rosh says is because there is the third. The Torah that's Neschadish from there, that's the third. If it works for a Zimon, so then it can work for what's it called? It patas from Yibam. Another interesting Chiddush there in the Paradis Yosef, he says he has a Nidoin. If someone kills his brother, is there Yibam? Right? He says he has a tzad to dan that it's not yitochen that if someone kills his brother and he's goofa the cause of why the brother's not here, that there wouldn't be yibam. So he has a whole cheshbon to prove not like that. Yes, it's shpeit. Okay. Paradis Yosef. We'll end with the Haftorah of Parshas Kiseitse. The pasuk says, "Berega kotoin azavtich, uverachem im gedoyle makabtzeich." Now we know that we're already in Golus. We're already in Golus, kemat 2,000 years, according to the Cheshbon, and it's Mavel al Arayin that this kemat 2,000 years of Golus, with so much tzoris from the various kufis, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, in his Mabat, he calls that Berega Kotoin. He says, for 1 minute, for a sleek moment, I removed my sight from you. I blinked. Now we can't know what that means, and it's easier said than done when we're dealing with everyone over here is Einiklich or Einiklich of survivors of the Holocaust, and then you go back earlier to Tachvatat and everything, all the tsaris that Klai went to. Oh, but one thing I could tell you, if the Rabbi Nishleilim calls that Berega Kotoin Azavtich, we can't fathom that. Aber stelt sich vor, what does it mean? Uverachim im gedoylim akabtzeich. We should be zeichah.